Nolte, Ongoing Meltdown Over Ronna McDaniel Exposes NBC as Intolerant Echo Chamber. By John Nolte on March 28, 2024. Far-left NBC News is currently paying a glorious price for perverting its news operation into a partisan political outlet. The outlet has also done America a great service by ripping off its mask. This glorious Ronna McDaniel meltdown has allowed everyone to see that NBC News is nothing more or less than an intolerant, leftist echo chamber for fascist elites. Professionals do not meltdown in public over a new hire. Professionals do not openly revolt on their employer's airwaves. Professionals are able to accept the idea of tolerating a few minutes of opinions they don't agree with. But NBC News is no longer a professional organization. Instead, it's devolved into a progressive cult that demands 100% fealty and political purity. The good news is that the firing of former RNC chief Ronna McDaniel did not end the chaos. Overnight, things have only gotten worse at NBC. And if McDaniel does indeed file that defamation suit we're reading about, the emails unearthed in the discovery process will be pure porn for normal people. Here's the latest. CNN, a far-left propaganda outlet that spreads conspiracy theories and political violence, has already launched a crusade to get Cesar Conde, the top guy at NBC Universal News Group, fired. It's difficult to succinctly summarize the disastrous state of affairs at the news division, given that multiple engines are failing simultaneously. But one thing is clear, Conde has lost control of his organization, prompting industry insiders to wonder how he continues to remain in his role as chairman of the NBC News Group. In the words of one veteran media executive I spoke to Wednesday, it's inconceivable that he should. What's more, for the sin of hiring a single outside voice, NBC executives are getting torn apart in the corporate media. This is the real beauty. There are fresh reports that NBC News senior vice president of politics, Carrie Butoff Brown, recruited Republican Richard Walters to organize an online campaign against Chuck Todd after Todd crybabied on Sunday's Meet the Press over McDaniel's hiring. My favorite violence is the blue-on-blue kind. We also have targeted leaks aimed at Stephen Labaton, executive vice president of communications. Apparently, he bashed his colleagues over at MSNBC, rebuking the hosts in a profane manner. Best of all, MSNBC chief Rashida Jones is under fire. According to the far-left Washington Post, she was a vital part of the team that actively recruited McDaniel. How well will that sit with the McCarthyites Chuck Todd and Rachel Maddow? And how can Jones remain in charge of staff with so little respect for her that they revolt openly on TV? So what happens next? Only good things, my fellow normal people. To begin with, we now know that both NBC and MSNBC are so poisoned by hyper-politicization that the staff can't even handle Mitt Romney in heels. Better still, we now know that the left-wing lunatic anchors are fully in charge of that asylum. If you had told me 10 years ago that this could be allowed to happen at NBC News, especially over a squish like Ronna McDaniel, I never would have believed a corporate news outlet would be this willing to lay out its bias and intolerance in such a blatant fashion. Talk about 100% validation for people like myself who have spent decades sounding the alarm about these irredeemable news outlets. I'm having a good day.